This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. A year after Georgia scored a major legal victory in the tri-state water wars, the negotiations continue about the allocation of water from Lake Lanier, and that will be one of the many subjects discussed at the annual conference of the Waterkeeper Alliance at Callaway Gardens. That begins on June 5th. The Waterkeeper Alliance is a coalition of local riverkeeper organizations, including the one with which most folks around here are familiar, the Chattahoochee Riverkeeper, also the Flint Riverkeeper. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the chair of the Waterkeeper Alliance. His father, of course, the late New York Senator Robert Kennedy. Mr. Kennedy, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
The water wars here have been going on for a long, long time, decades, in fact. Last year, Georgia was just told that it could use Lake Lanier as a major source of drinking water. Florida and Alabama still negotiating with Georgia about this. But this is a water war that could set the tone for a lot of others around the country, couldn't it?
Well, yeah, it could. And it's experiencing the same kind of aggravating circumstances that we're seeing in other water-constrained areas where different states share allocations of rivers like the Colorado, for example. You know, we saw a drought last year in Georgia, and the oyster population crashed last year because of saltwater intrusion as the result of the drought and the water withdrawals from all from the farms and from the city of Atlanta and, you know, the many other users.
About this time last year, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said that reasonable operation of the river system, whatever that is defined as being, would not impermissibly affect downstream species in the case of Lake Lanier and then the basins into which it flows. So are you saying that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service turned out to be wrong in what happened in the year since?
Well, yeah, they turned out to be wrong. You know, the oyster population in the Gulf and the mouth of the Apalachicola crashed. It's essentially gone. And so the answer to your question is, yeah, the Fish and Wildlife Service made, a bad mistake. They made a political judgment rather than keeping to the science.
Are you saying then that the Army Corps of Engineers, especially now with Lanier at above full pool, ought to allow more flow out of Lanier down the Chattahoochee? And if it did, would that just trigger another round of legal fighting from Georgia?
Well, I don't think that the Army Corps is going to pay any attention to my advice to you on this radio show, but I do. And I think, you know, the Army Corps is driven by engineering concerns and by water supply, rather than the broader ecological concerns. You know, the engineering schools where the Army Corps engineers get trained do not teach about the ecology, and they don't teach about, you know, they don't put a value on fishing. What they teach you is how to pour concrete and how to create dams and how to create turbines and diversions and how to divert waterways. And our concerns, I think most people recognize, have to be much larger than that.
So is this ultimately up to Congress, really?
Oh, as you said, it's up to the states to negotiate, and, you know, to the states to negotiate in good faith, but also Congress should get involved in terms of providing cities like Atlanta the wherewithal that they need to rebuild their infrastructure. You know, and paying for low-flow toilets and shower heads that provide lower flows but actually let you feel like you've had a shower, and to do a lot of those other things, those, you know, basic conservation steps that that will allow us to conserve the water, to use the water, to maintain our quality of life, but at the same time to make sure that the ecosystem continues to function and that there are flows, in-river flows, to service all these communities and all these needs and jobs downstream in communities like Newman, LaGrange, and West Point, and Columbus, and Eufaula, et cetera.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the chairman of the Waterkeeper Alliance, which is going to hold its annual conference at Callaway Gardens beginning June 5th. Mr. Kennedy, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.